外坤台之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年5月15日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj，为我们继续讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Madhava Kunja Beha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Beha Gopi Jana Bhava Kirvaraja Gopi Jana Bhava Kirvaraja Yashoda Nandana Prajanana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prajanana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Shama Yamuna Tiravana Shama YayaRadhaGopi Jana Bala Gopi Jana Bala Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Natira Vanacha Yamunatira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Viha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Viha So Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 11,
Verse number 7.
Okay, verse number 7. This is a universal form, Vishwarupa.
所以我们今天讲的这一章节呢，我们今天讲的这个章节呢是主的宇宙形象 Visvarupa， 这是一个非常特别的章节。
Very strongly establishing that Krishna is a person.
那这里面呢是要强烈的确立 Krishna 他是一个，他是一位人的这个概念。
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Ihaikakstam Jagatkrishnam
Jagatkrishnam
Pashyadya
Pashyadya
Sacharacharam
Sacharacharam
Mama
Mama
Dehe,
Dehe,
Gurakesha,
Gurakesha,
Yat,
Yat,
Chanyad,
Chanyad,
Drashtum,
Drashtum,
Itchasi,
Itchasi.
I'll just read it. Ihaikastam jagat krishnam pasya yatsa characham. Mamadehe gudakesha yachanya dastumichasi. Ihaikastam jagat krishnam pasya yatsa characharam. Mamadehe gudakesha yachanya dastumichasi. Word for word. Iha.
So it's Iha.
In this.
在这里.
Ekastam.
Ekastam.
In one place.
在一个地方.
Jagat.
Jagat.
The universe.
宇宙.
Krishnam.
Krishnam.
Completely.
完整的.
Pasha.
Pasha.
See.
看.
Adya.
Adya.
Immediately.
立刻.
Sa.
Sa.
With.
与.
Jada, the moving.
Jada, 动的.
Acharam.
Acharam.
And not moving.
和不动的.
Mama.
Mama.
My.
我的.
Dehe.
Dehe.
In this body.
在这个身体里.
Gudakesha.
Gudakesha.
O Arjun.
O Arjun.
Yat.
Yat.
That which.
什么的?
That which.
什么的?
Cha.
Cha.
Also. Also.
还有. 还有.
Anyat.
Anyat.
Other.
其他的.
Drastum.
Drastum.
To see.
看.
Ishchasi.
Ishchasi.
You wish.
你希望.
O Arjuna. Whatever you wish to see, behold it once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you now desire to see and whatever you may want to see in the future. Everything moving and non-moving is here completely in one place.
一文, 二朱那呀, 无论你想看什么, 都立即可以在我这个躯体中看到，这宇宙形体能向你展示你现在想看和将来可能想看的一切，动的和不动的一切完全都在这里，在这一个地方。
Krishna's amazing powers.
Krishna 的令人惊叹的力量。
Purport, no one can see the entire universe while sitting in one place.
Yauchi, 没人能在一个地方看到整个宇宙.
Just want to comment on that line. We can't even see, you know, the whole room we're in at the same time.
We cannot even see what I didn't hear.
When we're sitting in a room, we can't see the whole room at one time.
Okay. Okay. 就是如果我们要是在坐在一个房间里的话, 那我们其实也没有办法看到房间里面的全景.
Like sometimes in a movie or something, they have the camera moving all over the place. You know, but you can't see so much. At the same time, everything's constantly changing.
比如说我们在电影里面就会看到这个镜头呢, 它 要不断的转换，这样我们才能看到这个房间里面的全景。那我们是没有办法啊，看到太多的东西的，因为一切的东西都在变化之中。
But Krishna shows the entire universe.
但是 Krishna 他在展示整个的宇宙。
Even the most advanced scientists cannot see what's going on in other parts of the universe. But a devotee like Arjuna can see everything that exists in any part of the universe. Krishna gives him the power to see anything he wants to see, past, present, and future. Thus, by the mercy of Krishna, Arjuna is able to see everything.
即使是最高深、最精进的科学家，他也没有办法看透整个宇宙。但是呢 ，Krishna 的奉献者 Arjuna， 他却被 Krishna 赐予了能够看到宇宙的所有的一切的能力。那么他也能够见到过去、现在以及将来他想要看到的情景。这就是由于是 Krishna 所给他的这个能力，使他才能够看到。
A little comment by Gurujan Prabhu.
Krishna
used the word pasya. Krishna used the word pasya, see.
我们来看这个 Gurujan Prabhu 他给写的评注。那 Krishna 用了 achya 这个词。
Krishna used the word pasya, see four times in the last three verses.
Bachasi, Krishna 在过去的三个世界里面呢，用这个 Bachasi 这个词一共用了四次。
He is emphasizing that Arjuna should see this wonderful universal form.
也就是说呢，要强调让 Arjuna 应该看这个非常的令人惊叹的宇宙形象。
Never before seen.
这个宇宙形象以前从来就没有被别人看见过。
The once he showed an aspect of it to Duryodhan.
那曾经呢，他展现过这个宇宙形象的一些部分给 Duryodhan。
In an attempt to avoid the battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhisthira sent Krishna to.Duryodhan is a messenger of peace.
为了要避免战争呢，尤迪士迪尔王他就请 Krishna 去和 Duryodhan 和谈，看看能不能不战。
But Duryodhan and Karna's response was foolish.
但是 Duryodhan 和 Karna 他们的回应是非常愚蠢的。
To express disdain for the Pandavas' strength, they plotted to bind up Krishna with ropes and throw him into jail.
想的是当 Krishna 来的时候呢，要把 Krishna 给绑起来，然后呢，再把 Krishna 扔到监狱里面去。
See how foolish they were.
所以想一想，他们是多么的蠢。
To think they could capture Krishna like you can capture a monkey or something.
因为他们觉得他们可以像抓猴子一样抓住 Krishna.
Only a great devotee such as Yashoda, however, can get submission from the unlimitedly powerful Lord, bind him up.
只有像亚修达妈妈这样的奉献者才能够从主那里得到无限的力量，然后呢，才能够把主给捆起来。
Binding Krishna was not possible for Duryodhan because he was envious and had no bhakti.
Duryodhan 因为他是非常嫉妒的，他是完全没有 bhakti 的，所以他要想控 Krishna， 这根本就是不可能的事情。
Duryodhan and Karna's attempt only made Krishna laugh, and he said, "You can't ban me. I'm everywhere."
然后呢Krishna 和就这个Duryodhan 和 Karna 他们的这个举动使 Krishna 笑了。Krishna 说你们根本就不可能绑住我，因为我是无处不在的。
At that time, Krishna showed part of his universal form to Duryodhan. He became frightened but still was unsubmitted.
就在那会儿呢Krishna 他向 Duryodhan 展示了 它的宇宙形象的一部分，也是就是挺令人惊叹、挺可怕的一个形象。
What happened was, you know, they tried to grab Krishna and then he wasn't there and then he was laughing and he was somewhere else. And everywhere they looked, there was Krishna. And then he would disappear and he'd be somewhere else.
当时发生的事情呢，就是他们想要试图抓住 Krishna， 然后 Krishna 就大笑着，从这个地方又躲到了另外一个地方，然后呢，他展现在无处不在的一种状态。所以呢，每次这个Karna 和 Durga 他们要想抓他的时候呢，他就跑了。然后呢，他们也能够看到 Krishna 在各个地方。
So Duryodhana continued to minimize Krishna, thinking, well, he just has some mystic power.
所以 Duryodhana 呢，他就觉得这个 Krishna， 他就觉得 Krishna 他是有一些玄秘力量。
This was not the same universal form that Arjuna is going to see. This was just a slight idea that Krishna is everywhere.
但是呢，当时 Duryodhana 他所看到的这个宇宙形象呢，并不是 Arjuna 现在所看到的这个宇宙形象。那个宇宙形象只是给他一种概念，就是 Krishna 是无处不在的。
Prabhupada explains the significance of the word ekastam. Arjuna will be able to see the whole universe, everything, space, time, past, present, and future, while staying in one place.
那所以爸爸在这里面就提到了这个 ekastam, right? Which word? So Marge, which word Srila Prabhupada said is significant?
Ekashtam, one place.
Okay. 那么在这个里面呢，Srila Prabhupada就强调了 Ekashtam 这个词的重要性，就是在一个地方。也就是说呢，耳珠呢，它在一个地方，它就能够看到宇宙的全景。
So he's mentioning that Krishna uses this word Pashya many times throughout the Bhagavad Gita.Pashyame yogamash, but behold my mystic power. See this.
然后呢，在整部的圣典薄伽梵歌里面呢，主 Krishna 他用了 Asha 这个词很多次。这个 Asha 就是说，看，看我的玄秘的力量。
Okay, so I'm going to read the next verse because it's a.It's like the same thought.
那我现在来读下面一个诗节，因为跟这个诗节是连在一起的一个概念。第八诗节。
Not two mom, chakshu sejas tum, anena iva swa chakshu sha, divyam dadami te chakshu, pashyame yoga maishwaram. There it is again. Pashyame yoga maishwaram. Many times.
那在这里面呢又用了这个Pashyame Yogam 就是很多次。
So we can read the words Shakshase.
Shakshase.
Are able.
Shakshase 可以能够。
Drashtum. To see.
Drashtum 是看。
Anena.
Anena 用一些 ,sorry, Anena. 用这些。
With these. Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定。
Swachakshusha, your own eyes.
Swachakshusha, 你自己的眼睛。
Divyam, divine.
Divyam, 神性的。
Dadami, I give.
Dadami, 我给。
That word is another place in chapter 10. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, I give knowledge. for those who worship.
Dada,
give.
Dadami 这个词呢，在圣经伯加梵歌第十章里面也用过，就是当时提到了我给予知识，对于崇拜我的人，我知识。
Krishna is giving everything.
Krishna 给予一切。
Most people are just asking him for more instead of asking for knowledge.
但是大 you mean most people?
Most people are just praying,
Krishna,
give me more money, give me more. Why didn't you give me this? Why doesn't God do this for me?
Uh-huh. 但是大部分的人呢，向 Krishna 要的都是钱呢，就是一些物质上的东西啊。你为什么不给我这个呢？你为什么那样对我呢？
Then Pashyame Yogamaisha, see my inconceivable mystic powers.
Pashyame Yogam Ashvaram, 看我不可思议的神秘的力量。
But you cannot see me with your present eyes, therefore I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic eyes.
但是呢，你无法用你现在的眼睛看着我，看见我，因此我要给你一双神性的双眼，请看我神秘的富裕吧。
Report. A pure devotee does not like to see Krishna in any form except his form with two hands. A devotee must see his universal form by his grace, not with the mind but with spiritual eyes.
要指纯粹的奉献者，除了 Krishna 双臂的形体外，并不想看其他任何形体中的 Krishna。奉献必须在他的恩典之下才能够看到他的宇宙形体，不是用他的心意，而是用灵性的眼睛。
A devotee must see his universe with not with the mind but with spiritual eyes.
对，一位奉献者，他不是用心意去看，而是用灵性的眼睛去看。
Krishna, Arjuna is told not to change his mind, but his vision.
Arjuna 要看到 Krishna 的宇宙形体，而要改变的不是他的心意，而是眼力。
The universal form of Krishna is not very important.That will be clear in subsequent verses. Yet, because Arjuna wanted to see it, the Lord gives him particular vision required to see it.
Krishna 的宇宙形体并不很重要，这一点在以的诗节中呢将很清楚的予以说明。然而，因为 Arjuna 想看，主也就赐给了他那个看宇宙形体的独特的眼力。
Maybe it's something like, you know, there's some kind of movies or things you have to put on special glasses before you can see it properly.
就比如说我们去看电影，如果要是想看得更就是更能够把这个电影里面展示这个情景看出来的话呢，我们就必须要戴上眼镜才能看到，这种特别的眼镜。
I think there's many things like that you have to have.Special glasses, or, you know, microscope, or telescope. Otherwise, you can't see it.
很多时候都是这样的。比如说呢，我们必须要用放大镜啊、显微镜啊，或者是特别的眼镜啊，才能够看清楚。否则我们根本就看不到。
So they have glasses where we can see at night. You know, we can see ways. So Krishna gives special eyes.
所以呢，如果我们有时候想看黑夜的夜景的时候呢，也是需要戴上一种特别的眼镜的。所以呢 ，Krishna 他就会赐予 Arjuna 特别的一双眼睛，才能够看到。
Devotees who are correctly situated in the transcendental relationship with Krishna are attracted by his loving features, not by a godless display of opulences. The playmates of Krishna, friends of Krishna, parents of Krishna never want Krishna to show his opulences.
奉献者正确的处于与 Krishna 的超然关系之中，吸引他们的是爱的魅力，而不是种种富裕的非神性展示。Krishna 的游戏伙伴 ，Krishna 的朋友 ，Krishna 的父母，从来就不需要 Krishna 展现他的富裕。Maharaj.
Yeah, just now coming. They are so immersed in pure love that they do not even know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In their loving exchanges, they forget that Krishna is the Supreme One. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the boys who play with Krishna are highly pious souls, and after many, many births, they are able to play with Krishna. They do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They take him as their friend.
他们完全沉醉于纯粹的爱，他们完全沉醉于纯粹的爱之中，甚至不知道 Krishna 就是至尊人格主神。在爱的交融之中，他们忘记了 Krishna 就是至尊主。圣殿博加瓦坛上说，跟 Krishna 一起玩耍的孩童全部是高度虔诚的灵魂，只有经历了许多次投生之后，才能够获得机会与 Krishna 一起玩耍。这些孩童不知道 Krishna 就是至尊人格首身，他们把他当成私人的朋友。
Therefore, Krishna recites this verse: "Itam satam brahmasukhanam bhuja dasyam gatanam padadai vitena maya shritanam nadadarakena sakam viji vijaru krita punya punja." Here is the Supreme Person.Who is considered the impersonal Brahman by great sages, the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotees, and the product of material nature by ordinary men. Now these boys who have performed many, many pious activities in their past lives are playing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 10.12.1
所以 Shukadeva Goswami 引用了这节诗，这节诗呢引自《圣典博加瓦坛》第十篇第十二章的第十一十节。这就是至尊之人在伟大的圣贤眼里，他是非人格的凡；在奉献者的眼中，他是至尊人格首神；在常人看来，只是物质自然的产物。现在这些以前已经做过许许多多虔诚活动的孩童，正在与至尊人格首神玩耍。
The fact is that a devotee is not concerned with seeing the Vishnu, the universal form, but Arjuna wanted to see it to substantiate Krishna's statements so that in the future, people could understand that Krishna not only theoretically or philosophically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually presented himself as such to Arjuna. Arjuna is the beginning of the Parampara system.Those who are actually interested in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and who follow the footsteps of Arjuna should understand that Krishna not only theoretically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually revealed himself as the Supreme.
事实上，奉献者并不关心看不看 Vishvarupa 宇宙形体的问题。但阿尔朱呢之所以想看，是要证实 Krishna 的话，以便将来人们能够了解到 Krishna 不仅是在理论上或者说哲学上是以至尊呈现了本人，而且实际上也是这样把自己呈现在了阿尔朱呢的面前。阿尔朱呢必须证实这些，因为他是使徒传承的开始。那些真正有志于了解至尊人格首身 Krishna 的那些效法阿尔朱呢的人应该明白，Krishna 不仅是在理论上呈现了自己至尊，而且也切切实实的以至尊显示了自己。
The Lord gave Arjuna the necessary power to see his universal form because he knew that Arjuna did not particularly want to see it, as we've already explained.
主之所以赐Arjuna看他的宇宙形体的必须的眼力， 是因为他知道尔朱娜并不特别想看他。这一点我们已经做了解释。
Okay. We know Yashoda saw some kind of universal form.
我们也知道亚瑟的妈妈呢，她也看见过某种形式的宇宙形体。宇宙形体。
She saw twice when she looked in Krishna's mouth.
她看过两次，当她在检查 Krishna 的嘴的时候。
But she just immediately closed her eyes. She didn't want to see that.
但是呢，她立刻就闭上了眼睛，因为她不想看。
All she wanted to see is Krishna, her baby.
她想看的只是 Krishna, 她自己，她的宝宝。
Because you can't just have a loving exchange with some all-powerful, all-pervasive, you know, thing. And we know that about Krishna, but we worship Krishna in his personal form.
嗯。因为当就是一个人他是没有办法一个非常的强悍的然后变存万有无处不在的这样的一个形象去有任何的爱心的交流。那我们当然知道 Krishna 是有这样的力量的，但是呢我们还是把 Krishna 当成一个人在进行崇拜。
So there's some commentary by Bhurajan Prabhu on this one also.
在这里面呢 Bhurajan Prabhu 也是给了一些评注的。
You have that book in your language? Surrender unto me?
Yes, I have it, but I don't have it with me now.
Okay. It's interesting. Simple commentary.
Bhurajan Prabhu 他写的《向我臣服》这本书是很有意思的，都是一些非常简单的评注。
Bhurajan Prabhu is a philosopher. He studied in the University of Philosophy.
In the University of what? I didn't hear the last word.
He studied philosophy in the university.
Bhurajan Prabhu, 他在大学里面研究的就是哲学。Bhurajan Prabhu, 他是一位卓越的学者。
So, Krishna uses the word divyam to describe divine eyes or vision. He will award Arjuna to give him so he can see the universal form.
那 Krishna 呢，在这里面用了 divyam 这个词，意思是神性的。那他呢，要把这个神性的眼睛要赐给 Arjuna， 这样 Arjuna 才能够见到他的宇宙形体。
So, in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains on purport. A pure devotee of the Lord, being unaccustomed to looking into such a mundane, gigantic form of the Lord, requires special vision for this purpose.
那在正念布加瓦坛的一个要旨里面，释迦牟尼解释呢，就是在这个世俗世界里面，人们总是想要看到这个浩瀚巨大的这个宇宙的这种状态，但是在这个钥匙里面呢，就提到了我们如果真想看的话呢，实际上是需要有特别的眼睛的。
The Lord therefore favored Arjuna with special vision for looking at his Virata Rupa.
所以说呢，主 Krishna 他就帮助了 Arjuna， 赐给他的这样一双眼睛，从而呢让他能够看到他的他的这个宇宙形体的这个形象 ，Vivata Rupa 的这个形象。
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur poses and then answers the following question.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 他自问自答了下面这个问题。
Why should Arjuna, who directly perceives with his own eyes the sweetness of the Supreme Person, be unable to perceive a partial expansion of the Lord and need to receive divine eyes.
为什么Arjuna 他本来就具有一双能够看到 Krishna 的甜美形象的眼睛，这样的眼睛不能够看到主的神秘的宇宙形象的这个形象呢，而还一定要从 Krishna 那里得到一副神性的眼睛，能够见到主的宇宙形象。
Some explain this by saying that those most excellent eyes which receive the sweetness of the Supreme Person's human pastimes are exclusive in their scope of perception. They don't perceive the opulence of these godlike pastimes.
You mean the eyes who see the, can see the sweetness of Lord cannot?
That the eyes that are limited, that just see Krishna as a friend or something, they're not able to see the real thing. That's the Mayavadi.
就这个有些人说就是 Mayavadi 的观点就是说这些具有能够见到 Krishna 的甜蜜的作为这个人就是作为人的这个形象所上演的这个消时光的这个人他的眼睛的视域是受到局限的他是没有办法见到主的宇宙形象的这一宇宙的展示这一部分的。
Okay, this one you almost have to be Indian to understand. After all, a tongue tasting crystal sugar cannot simultaneously taste unrefined gore.
Could you explain that?
Yeah, you know, crystal sugar, you probably get it sometimes. They cook the sugar really down so it's very clear. Chunks, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most pure sugar.
就比如说有一种糖是冰糖 but, 这个冰糖呢是最纯的糖。
But if you go in Vrindavan or around, you'll see this gore, this just the basic, when they boil it, the first thing they get, it's brown and it has a lot of taste like molasses. It doesn't taste so sweet.
但是在印度呢 Different. 他们会用一种叫在印度呢他们会用的一种糖呢叫 gore 这个 gore 呢是就是没有经过加工之前的这个糖然后你就尝这个糖的味道的时候呢也不是很甜
So you can't get both of them at the same time、
Different. 所以说呢就是冰糖就是这个纯粹的加工之后的这个糖和没有加工这个糖你是不可能同时兼得的
The Lord, therefore, Prabhupada shows that Arjuna's attainment of divine vision was not advancing. Wasn't like spiritual advancement to be able to see the universe form is not spiritual.
所以说呢这块在这里面解释就是说并不意味着具有这个能够看到宇宙的这个灵性就这种视域就意味着它在灵性上是非常精进的就不需要在灵性上的那样的精进才可以看到这个宇宙的形象。
So I quote some of the previous purports where Prabhupada is saying that Arjuna wanted to see this, just he didn't want to see it, he wanted Krishna to show it, to prove what Krishna was saying about himself being all pervasive, source of everything, beginning, middle, and end.
在之前的这个要旨里面呢已经解释了，那 Krishna, Arjuna 他要看这个宇宙形象呢，并不是说他特别的想看这个宇宙形象，那么他要看这个宇宙形象的这个目的呢，是为了要让 Krishna来证实他之前说的这个话是真的是事实就是他说他是变存万有无处不在的所以呢他希望他用这个宇宙形象来证实这一点。
So we'll see later in the chapter when, you know, Arjuna sees this form and he doesn't like it. He says, please show me your original.
然后在这一章的后面一点我们就会看到当 Arjuna 他真正看到了 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象的时候呢他其实并不喜欢这个宇宙形象。然后呢他向 Krishna 请求他还是想看回他之前的这个人的这个形象原初的形象。
And then to just prove that Krishna is original, first thing he shows forearms, but then he shows two arms.
那然后为了要证明呢 Krishna 他先开始呢是展现了他的四臂形象然后才显现了他的双臂形象。
And then Arjuna is very happy to see Krishna.
然后当 Arjuna 看到 Krishna 的双臂形象的时候特别开心了就看到 Krishna 原本的样子。
So, devotees, like Prabhupada said, you can't render any service to this universal form. It's just a huge, you know, everything at once, the whole universe and all the devotees and demigods and demons and all the planets and, you know.
嗯，然后释迦牟尼佛说呢，释迦牟尼佛说呢，就是这个宇宙形象是没有办法去为它做任何服务的。因为所有的东西全部都涵盖在了这个宇宙形象里面，比如说奉献者呀、恶魔呀、所有的这些星宿啊、所有的一切啊，全部都在这里面。
If you search on the internet for pictures of the universal form, you'll find many. Many artists have tried to paint it.
嗯。如果我们要是在互联网上要是查找宇宙形象的这个图片的话，我们会可以看到很多的艺术家们，他们都试图要通过绘画来诠释这个宇宙形象的样子。
Of course, they can't possibly paint the whole thing, but they give some idea.
当然，他们是不可能在他们的画卷中，把所有的细节全部都画下来的。但是呢，他们可以呈现一些概念。
But you always see Arjuna very tiny.Just, you know, standing and he's just like standing like about as big as the foot of the universal form.
嗯，但是呢，在这个画卷中呢，我们都可以看到，尔朱呢，他的这个身形非常的渺小，然后呢，他就站在这个巨大的宇宙形象的无下去看这个宇宙形象。
So it doesn't seem like anybody else exactly saw it, but Sanjaya describes a lot about it and what Arjuna was seeing.
看起来呢好像没有其他的人 也在看这个宇宙形象，但是呢 Sanjaya 他描述了很多 Arjuna 所看到的情景。
And Arjuna was looking very frightened when he sees this.
当 Arjuna 他看到这个宇宙形象的时候呢，他看起来是非常恐慌的。
Which will start to be described in the next few verses.
那他的这种you mean he's frightening?
Yeah, it's scary.
Frightening.
Powering everything.
Okay.
Fire and flames coming everywhere, burning up everything.
就是这个为什么会让尔朱呢很恐慌的这些景象会在下面的这些诗节里面有描述
Because within the universe, even the universe is created and destroyed, but within the universe there's just constant creation and destruction of every kind of body and every kind of thing comes and goes. So you're seeing it all at once, everything.
那么宇宙呢它本身它是有创造和有毁灭的但是在这个宇宙内部就在恒常不断地进行着各种各样的创造和毁灭那么所有的这个身体啊物种啊也都是时来时去的这样的状态而尔朱呢它就在同一时间内在宇宙形里面看到了所有这一切 Sorry, Mara
Duryodhan was seeing that Arjuna looked very fearful.
Duryodhan 他看到 Arjuna 很害怕的状态。
So he was thinking Arjuna is afraid of his army, and he's afraid to fight.
所以杜若等他想，Arjuna他之所以害怕的原因呢，是因为他惧怕了他的作战的敌军，然后呢，他觉得他是害怕打仗。
And he was thinking Arjuna is going to quit and I win automatically and don't even have to fight. This proves my superiority. He's so puffed up.
那么杜若等他是非常的骄傲的，他觉得，Arjuna被吓坏了，他可能就不战而退了。那这样呢，就我就不用打仗，我就直接就显示了我是多么的，这个高高尚了，我就显示我自己是多么的威猛了。So
that's, you know, like another thing I saw. Krishna is just doing different things to help the Pandavas actually.
那我们这也可以看到，其实这也是另外一件展现 Krishna 他做的事情，来帮助 Pandava 兄弟们。And
then Dhritarashtra is hearing about this.
You know, 而Dhritarashtra呢，他因为 Sanjaya 在向 Dhritarashtra， 因为Sanjaya 在向 Dhritarashtra。
Sanjaya is describing all this to Dhritarashtra.
Because Sanjaya, he in Dhritarashtra, describes all of this. So Dhritarashtra, he is listening. He is hearing what was happening on the battlefield. So Dhritarashtra is getting more and more
depressed. You know how. His sons have no chance.
那对着Rashra，他也就越来越明白，他的儿子是完全没有希望的，所以他越来越沮丧，越来越郁闷。So
he's getting the reaction for all his sinful activities of doing so many bad things to the Pandavas.
因为对着Rashra，他也对这个Pandava五兄弟做了很多的坏事。 做了很多有罪的事情，所以呢，就是他的这些罪恶的这些行径，现在都在一一的进行在报应在他的身上。Okay,
so anyway, we know we have, you know, devotees. We have beautiful forms of Krishna. We have the holy name. Everything is sweet and wonderful, loving. That's the real Krishna.
作为奉献者来说呢，我们拥有的是 Krishna 非常美丽的形象，我们有圣名，我们所了解的呢是一切关于 Krishna 的非常的美的景象，所以一切都是很甜美的。
You know, like Krishna, when you go in the temples, even the big temples, he's, you know, nice size and you can see him and offer flowers. And...
那 Krishna 他以形象的形式，存在在这些庙里面，而且呢，他的这个型号也挺好的，所以呢，我们可以去崇拜他，然后呢，可以去向他敬献花环、敬献鲜花。But
like say in Buddhism, they're definitely very devoted.
比如说我们说这些佛教徒，毫无疑问他们是很有奉爱之心的。There
may be different moods, but you know, basically the temples is awe and reverence. They have these huge Buddha, huge murtis, and they're very far away, very big. So you think, oh wow, very great, you know.
我们说的是这个佛教的这个庙里面呢，去看这个敬拜这个庙的这些佛教徒们，他们也都是满怀着敬畏之情，而且也是很有爱心的。但是在这庙里面那种感觉呢，是会觉得 距离很远，而且呢，在这里面是那种非常敬畏的那种状态，只能远远的向佛像来敬拜，但是根本就不可能去拥抱他呀。所以呢，在这个佛教的这个庙里面呈现的状态呢，是像瓦昆特的那种状态。
Like Vaikuntha, you know. 嗯，像瓦昆特。The honor reverence, the service, not friendship, not parent of honor.
大家对外对这个主 Vishnu 的是充满着敬意的，而且是这种敬畏的，并不是说把他当成朋友来对待。
Like when Gopakumara went to Vaikuntha, he's a coward boy. His eternal position was coward boy and friends of Krishna.
比如说像 Gopakumara 呢，他永恒的位置呢，就是一位牧牛童，他是 Krishna 的好朋友。然后呢，他到了 Vaikuntha。
And when he finally saw Vishnu, he was so beautiful and wonderful. He went running forward to embrace him, but everybody said, "No, no, no, you can't do that."
所以呢，当过后。那么当 Gopakumara 他看到主Vishnu 的时候呢，主 Vishnu 是如此的奇妙，如此的俊美，所以他就很兴奋，他就立刻奔过去要拥抱主 Vishnu， 所有的人都一下挡住了他，说你可不能这么干，你不能抱他。
So there's a different mood, and for Krishna it's very personal, you know, we cook for Krishna and we dress Krishna, make a bed for Krishna and all kinds of。
所以说呢，这个是有，这是处在不同的这种心境之中的。而 Krishna 呢，他是非常的亲近的，他是非常的和你有这种个人的关系的。你可以为他做饭，你可以给他穿衣服，然后还可以给他铺床。
Prabhupada said, you know, you can't make a garland for the universe.
You cannot what? I didn't hear, the voice is broken.
Can't make a garland, flower garland, or...address.
For whom? For which? For Lord Vishnu.
It's too big.
Okay. Okay. 沙爸爸说呢，就是你不能够为主 Vishnu 去做花环，然后呢，也不能够给他做衣服，因为他型号太大了。
So, you know, Krishna. Arjuna wanted to see Krishna. Beautiful two-armed form of Krishna.
所以呢 ,Arjuna 呢，他就喜欢的是 Krishna 的双臂的美丽的形象。
Okay. So, everybody, thank you very much. Shay, Shay.
Mard, there were questions.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. 然后 Mard 说呢，谢谢大家听他讲课，然后呢，他现在可以给大家回答问题。那么这第一个问题呢，是来自于 Rajendra Prabhu 的，感谢 Mard， 感谢翻译和主持。库鲁耶战争是 Krishna 安排的一场战争，注定是要发生的，不可避免的一场战争。为什么 Krishna 还要去找 Duryodhan 和谈？命中注定的战争也不可能和谈的，为什么还要去和谈？是消时光吗？像舞台上演戏一样。Amar, thank you very much for your lecture. And the Kurukshetra, the Battle of Kurukshetra actually is an arrangement from Lord Krishna. It's a battle destined to happen.Which is unavoidable. In that case, why Lord Krishna still go to Duryodhan to try to have that kind of a peace discussion with him? Since this is a war, will happen anyway, so it won't be avoid still that a peace discussion. So why he still go there? What is the reason for that? Is that because of the pastime? Just a show, as a show on the stage?
Yeah, well, Yudhishthira didn't want the battle.
那 Yudhishthira 王呢，他不想打仗。Yudhishthira 王他就想要避免这场战争。
So it's like his duty to make an effort. So they were following Dharma. You know, so it's always our duty to try to make a settlement without a fight.
那他们呢，其实也是在履行他们的 Dharma， 在履行他们的职责。所以呢，他就试图做出各种各样的这种安排和努力，然后看看能不能不用再打仗。
In any conflict, we should.
In any conflict, we should. Sorry,
what
did you say the last word?
We should try to avoid fighting and settle it peacefully.
Okay, 就是我们就是我们要尽量的避免任何战争的发生，要尽量的通过和谈的方式把它解决，在和平的状态下把它解决。
So, of course, Krishna knew Duryodhana, and it was also just to show how stupid Duryodhana was.
那么当然 Krishna 呢，他是非常了解 Duryodhana 的，而且这么做呢，其实也就是为了展示 Duryodhana 是多么的蠢。
And because it showed, you know, Duryodhana was so bad that there had to be a fight because Duryodhana wouldn't make any compromise. The Pandavas finally were just asking for not even for half the kingdom, their fair share. They really deserved the whole kingdom. They were just asking for 5 villages. And Duryodhana still said no.
而且呢Duryodhana 呢他是就是寸步不让的，他是完全不做任何的妥协的。那潘多瓦兄弟们呢，他们本来其实是应该拥有整个的王国的，但是呢他们甚至于不需要只要半个王国的管理权，他们只是说呢能不能给他们5个村子，但是呢就即便是这样多尔丹都不同意。
And again, as Krishna is arranging everything, so it's his Leela, everything teaches lessons, you know.
但是呢 Krishna 他安排所有的一切，所以这是他的逍遥时光的展示，而所发生的任何一件事情呢都是为了要给我们一个教导。
Okay, interesting, good question, because it's naturally we would think of that.
Naturally we would think of that, 就我们也很自然的会有这样的想法。So the next question is,
Yudhishthira asked Krishna.
所以呢是 Yudhishthira 王请求 Krishna 去进行这个和谈的。
And even after the battle, Yudhishthira felt guilty that all these people were killed because he was trying to become the king. But actually Krishna wanted it.
事实上在这个战争结束之后，在这个战争之后呢，尤迪士蒂尔王也是非常的悲伤的，因为他觉得就是因为他要坐上这个王位而要发生这场战争，从而呢使很多人都在战争中丧命，所以他觉得很伤心。
And you know, in order for Kali Yuga to really startKrishna had to get rid of all these powerful kings, both good and bad.
而且呢，为了要让这个卡利年代正式的开始，那么 Krishna 呢，他就必须要扫清所有的这些非常的有权势的这些国王们，无论是圣王还是邪恶的国王。Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah, next
question, also from Rajendra Prabhu. 帕布帕德的要旨中说, Krishna 赐予尔朱呢, 那双灵性的眼睛, 看宇宙形体。 那么问题一, 看物质的东西也需要用灵性的眼睛吗? 二, 有几种眼睛或视力? 一种是物质的视力, 一种是超然的视力, 还有别的视力吗? 超然的视力等于灵性的视力。 第三个呢是Sanjaya坐在皇宫也能看到宇宙形体，是他的灵性导师的仁慈，所以说灵性导师也能够赐予门徒这种看的能力，是吧？ He is asking a clusters of questions related to the eyes Lord Krishna gave to Arjuna. Just read the whole thing. Srila Prabhupada said in the purport that Lord Krishna gave a pair of spiritual eyes to Arjuna for him to behold the universal form. So the first question is that even see the material things, we also need the spiritual eyes, right? Then the second question is that how many type of eyes or visions we have? One is the material vision. The other one is a transcendental vision. Are there any other visions? So is the transcendental vision equivalent to spiritual vision? And Sanjaya is sitting inside of the palace. However, he is also able to see the Vishvarupa, he also able to see the Virata Rupa of the Lord. And because he has some mercy from his spiritual master. So in that case, can we understand that the spiritual master also have the ability to empower the disciples to see something special? Is that right?
Yeah. Transcendental means spiritual. So,
首先呢, 就这个超然就是灵性的意思。
So really kind of basic, but spiritual vision, you see Krishna everywhere, you see everything related to Krishna. You know, in material vision, you see there's no Krishna. That's a complete material vision. See, a spiritual vision means we see everything as something that we can use in Krishna's service.
那么就是这个物质的视域和灵性的视域，它们俩之间的区别就是灵性的视域，也就意味着无处不在的都能够看到 Krishna， 而且呢，可以把所有的事情都和 Krishna 相连接在一起。 而且可以把所有的事物全部都用作在对 Krishna 的服务之中，可是物质的事运呢，也就意味着是看不到 Krishna
的。But spiritual vision is looking to everything for my service.
Spiritual vision?
Material vision means I think everything's for my pleasure. How can I use it for my pleasure?
那么物质的视域呢，也就意味着是把所有的事情都看成能够为我做什么，我能够从中怎样享乐一下。That's
the basic difference. So, you know, who knows how many different kinds of, you know, we don't count, you know, how many different shades of spiritual vision and shades of material vision, because we all are mixed up. Sometimes we see spiritually, sometimes we see materially. But if we keep practicing, we can become purified.
但是呢，就是刚才讲的呢，就是物质视域和灵性视域之间的最基础的区别。但事实上呢，就是他们俩也是混杂在一起的，而且呢，也是有各种各样的角度的。那么有很多时候呢，我们也在灵性的这个视域里面，就是也能够混杂着看到一些物质的这些东西。 那么在物质的这个世界里面呢，它也能够这个看到一些灵性的东西。但如果我们要是在经过不断的这个进化的这个过程中呢，最后呢就能够澄清我们的灵性的事业。
All right.
Yeah, but he is asking, because the material form is a kind of a material form, and so even for seeing this material form, we need to have the spiritual eyes to see that.
To see the universal form is not exactly spiritual eyes, just special eyes.
Okay.
To see that form, because normally you couldn't see it.
Okay. 那么就是主的这个宇宙的这个形体，看他的这个这双特别的这个眼睛，并不是说是灵性的眼睛，只是呢是一双有特异功能的眼睛。因为呢，就是用普通的眼睛是没有办法看到这个宇宙形象的，就必须要有一双特别的眼睛才能看到它。And the other thing is the spiritual master also have the ability to empower the disciple to have the special vision to see things, right?
To see Krishna. Chaksura militan yena tasmai shri
guru. 这个灵性导师他是能够赐予门徒有特别的这种能力去见到 Krishna 的。
Premanjana charita bhakti vilochana santaksa dive vidyesh vilok. But the appointment of love, you know, we can see Krishna. The spiritual master gives us. Just like if your eyes physically there's something wrong, they have some medicine you can put on your eye, then you can see.
Krishna
teaches us love for Krishna, and then we can see Krishna.
灵性导师呢，他是在给我们，他在我们的眼睛上抹上了这个爱的眼膏，然后有了这个爱的眼膏以后呢，我们就能够看到 Krishna 的。就好像如果我们患了眼病，然后到医院里面去看病，眼科的给我们在眼睛上抹的这个眼药，抹过眼药之后呢，就又能看见了。那灵性导师干就这件事儿。The next question?
Yeah.
Yeah, the next question is from 都江堰隆多珠玛玛塔吉顶拜咕噜。请问咕噜，我学习 Krishna 知觉快两年了。平常日子会感觉自己得到了很多的启发和进化，放下和看开了很多事情。可是这段时间梦里常常会为自己过去所受到的伤害和欺骗怀恨在心，愤愤不平。请问怎样才能够可以彻底在 Krishna 知觉中彻底净化自己的愤怒、怨恨和不良品质呢？谢谢您。Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question is that, I have already practiced the Krishna consciousness for 2 years, and for most of the time, I will feel that I got lots of inspirations and also got lots of purification. And I also can drop down some grudges from before. However, recently, I was bothered by some dreams, and in the dreams,And I was haunted by those hurts and cheated things in my mind from what happened from before. And those put me in anger and also in grudge. So my question is that what do I do in Krishna consciousness practice to get the thorough purification?To really get rid of the anger, the grief, and also the anarthas.
Just keep practicing, pray.
能做的事情呢
really,
？Sorry, Mar.
Serious real desire. You just want Krishna.
Okay, 那么要做的事情呢，就是继续不断的做您现在做的事情，就不断的进行修习。然后在内心中呢，要一个非常的强烈的渴望，就是我想要的只是 Krishna。
So when you have a dream like that and these things come out, that's part of the purification of getting rid of it.
那其实在您梦里面又梦见了之前的这些不好的回忆的这些事情，其实呢它现在是等于是也是在一个清理的过程，它现在出来了，然后对您来说呢其实已经是一个在进化的状态。
Okay.But that's the process. Just like how do you get somewhere by walking? You just keep walking. Sometimes it may, you know, there's a lot of holes in the road, or sometimes it rains, you know, but you might have to stop for a while. You might have to go back. But you just keep going and eventually you'll get to where you're trying to go. So we keep practicing. Sometimes in the purification process, dirt comes out.
所以呢就是我们就是持续的要去做这件事情，就比如说我们要去某地，那我们要去某地怎么办呢？我们就必须要不断的走，我们走着走着我们才最后能够走到这个地方，但在走的这个过程中呢，有的时候可能我们就会遇到一些很泥泞的路段，或者说呢可能会遇到有下雨的时候，所以说呢在这个路途的这个过程中呢是会遇到有一些问题的，所以呢就可能变得我们就不能够非常的顺利的往前走，那我们可能需要停一停，需要稍微等一等，但是呢就还是就是要只要还是在不断的往前走，这样才能最后走到这个目的地。那就好像我们在清理这个房间的时候也是一样的，那么在清理的时候呢是会把这些乱七八糟这些脏东西给清理出来的，那在走路的这个过程中呢，它也是会有遇到这些不好的这些路段的，那么这都是一个清理的过程。
Just like when we wash our clothes, they don't look dirty a lot of times.
比如说我们在洗衣服的时候，这衣服有的时候看着其实并不脏。
But then when you wash them, you see the water becomes all black. So there was a lot of dirt in there.
就这衣服在没洗，这衣服在没洗之前，光看这件衣服，没觉得它脏。但是把它给洗的时候呢，就会发现这水都变黑了。
But when you wash them, it comes out automatically by washing.
所以说呢，就是当你在洗这件衣服的时候，这些乱七八糟的这些脏东西就自动的被洗了出来。
So there's a lot of dirt in our mind and our hearts for many, many lifetimes. And we buried it, forget about it. We can't see it. But then as we get purified, we can see it. Then we have to throw it out. And I don't want to.
那么我们经过这么多生生世世的积累呢，在我们的内心中，在我们的心意里面，其实是积攒了很多的不洁的，很多的这些脏东西的。而且呢我们一直把他们都给的深埋起来，把他们藏起来，所以我们是看不到他们的。但是当我们在经过这个进化的这个过程的时候呢，就把这些脏东西都给洗出来了，所以呢就看见了，然后把它给洗掉了。
Throw it into the fire of devotional service.
然后我们就把这些脏东西洗掉，洗掉呢把它给扔到了分爱服务的烈焰之中。
Okay.
So the next question is from.
Good question.
您问的这个问题非常好。下面这个问题呢是来自于 Jaya Krishna 梁谢奎 Mataji 或者跑步，生死由业报或 Krishna 安排 ，ISKCON 为何如此谨慎的面对疫情？All the life and death are.Actually, the arrangement from Lord Krishna and also is from our karmic reactions. But why ISKCON is so cautiously to treat the pandemic?
We had to, that's you know, Krishna gives intelligence.
So when
there's danger, we have to be careful.
所以呢, 就当有危险在面前的时候呢, 我们必须要小心。
It's the arrangement, it's not the arrangement of Krishna, he arranges according to our karma.
那么这个其实并不是说是 Krishna 安排, 应该这么说, 就是 Krishna 他是根据我们的业报做出的安排。
So just like, you know, if there's a big storm, we go inside, we close the windows.
就比如说如果是外面要是下暴雨的话, 我们肯定是在屋里都躲着, 然后呢, 把窗户都关好。
Or in like in Philippines or something where there's hurricanes, if they get a warning, then they put big boards over them, cover it. So because otherwise the wind will break the windows.
Uh-huh,那就比如说像在菲律宾，有的时候呢就会遇上飓风。那么当他们收到的这个要有飓风的这个事前的这个天气预报的时候呢，大家就会用 木板把窗户给钉好，因为如果要是不把这个窗户钉好的时候呢，有时候这个窗户都会被冲破。Most
of the time, the hurricane doesn't come. It turns it, which.
You mean?
Still, every time there's a warning, if it's coming, they take care because sometimes it comes.
Okay. 那么这个飓风呢，并不是说是每次一报告就说要来，它就一定会来。但是呢，就即便是不来，每次只要大家收到的这个天气预报的这个消息，都一定是会做事先的这个准备工作的，因为不知道它什么时候会来。So
it's better to be too careful than to be careless.
所以呢，最好就是。 过度的这种小心要比完全的不关心要好一些。So
like any war or any natural disaster like this, I see this corona thing, it's like a natural disaster, just like a flood or a tornado or a volcano or something. Natural nature is working.
那我呢，把这个新冠病毒的这件事情呢，给看成是一种自然灾害，就比如说和地震呐、和火灾呀、和火山喷发呀，是一样的。也就是说呢，是物质自然正在运作。And
the human beings have been so destructive to the earth and to the animals and to the rivers and the sea and the people. So there's so many different reactions come.
因为呢，人类呢做了很多，因为人类呢做了太多的事情，是在这个损毁地球、毁掉这些动物，还有森林，还有这个就这些自然的资源的这种状态，然后这样才会使得就是有这么多的这个灾难会发生。But
then we have to, take care.
那既然我们做了这么多坏事，所以呢，我们现在就必须要承担这个结果。Okay,
Hare Krishna.
Yes, the next question. 杨盖莲，大吉 ，Hare Krishna， 顶拜咕噜，顶拜所有的奉献者。感恩咕噜的讲课，请问咕噜，我们所说的假象是什么造成的呢？ 这个物质世界是不是也是灵性世界呢? 因为物质能量也是Krishna的能量, 是不是休息达到了一定程度后, 就能够看到Krishna? 对吗? Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances and my very humble obeisances to all the devotees. Thank you very much for your lecture. And my question is that, because we are in a kind of a false illusion, but what is the reason, what is the cause of all of these false illusions? Isn't true that the material world is also part of the spiritual world, and the material energy is also the energy of Lord Krishna's. And if it's true that if we keep practicing for this bhakti process, in due course of the time, eventually we will be able to see Lord Krishna.
Directly face to face, yeah.
Yeah, 就如果是,
we see him in many ways, but we don't necessarily recognize. We see Krishna everywhere, but we don't recognize.
其实我们现在已经无处不在的能够见到 Krishna, 但是我们并没有认出他来。
Right? But as we get purified, then we will know this is Krishna.
Everything will remind us. 从身边的所有这些事情里面能够得到提醒，告诉我们这就是 Krishna.
We're in illusion because of our independence. We have freedom to choose, so somehow we've chosen to reject Krishna, and we're in illusion.
那么，所以我们之所以在这个假象的这种状态下的原因呢，是由于 我们用了我们的自由意志，我们让自己处在一个独立的状态，因为我们选择了Krishna 身边走开，所以呢，我们才会在幻象里面，才会在假象中。
Krishna arranges for Maya to come.
Krishna arranges what?
Krishna arranges that we get into Mahamaya, and Maya covers us over.
Okay. 那么是 Krishna 他安排我们被这个 Mahamaya 所覆盖，然后从而让我们处在这种虚幻的幻境里面。那这也是 Krishna 的仁慈。
It's also mercy because we get what we want.
因为这是 Krishna 的仁慈，从而呢使我们得到我们想要的东西。Then
Krishna also makes all arrangements to try to help us to get out of illusion by coming himself, by so many scriptures, so many religions, so many gurus are coming, so many incarnations trying to get us out.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他也做出了各种各样的安排，他非常的这个尽心尽力的想要让我们走出这个虚幻，能够回到他的身边去。比如说呢，他通过他自己的前来的这个化身呐，然后通过各种各样的宗教啊，然后通过所有的这些guru们呐，然后通过经典呐，就通过这些方法，能够让我们明白，然后让我们知道我们要走出这个幻象。
Thank you for your question.
好问题. And the other part of her question is that isn't true that the material world is also part of the spiritual world?
Yeah. Everything is the spiritual world, but the material world is a dark corner, covered over place. So we forget.
所有的一切其实都是灵性世界里面的一部分，但这物质世界呢是灵性世界的一个暗角，是一个被遗忘的一个角落。But
the spiritual world can come into the material world.
但是这个灵性世界呢，它可以进入到物质世界中。There's
temples where people are, you know, completely absorbed in serving Krishna, it becomes a spiritual world also.
比如说这个 Krishna 的这个庙宇，然后人们在这个庙里面呢，是完全的沉醉在对 Krishna 的服务之中。那么这会儿呢，这个地方它就变成了灵性世界。All
right.
Yes, Maharaj. Yeah, so that's everything.
It's not exactly part of the spiritual world, is it? But it is, because everything is part of Krishna. The spiritual world is consciousness. Everybody wants to serve Krishna.
那不能说物质世界就是灵性世界的一部分，但是呢，物质世界它确实也算是灵性世界里面的一部分，因为所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
The material world, everybody wants to serve themselves, serve the senses.
但区别就是在灵性世界，所有的人他都想要做的事情呢，就是让 Krishna 开心，服务 Krishna。但在物质世界呢，所有人想的事情就是说我怎么能够让自己开心。
That's all the questions today. Good.
Yeah, yeah, that's all for today. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sorry you missed Wednesday. I got mixed up, and then they told me today's your day, and my day is usually Thursday, but someone else got sick and they didn't tell me. So I just thought, oh, I missed a day, you know. Anyway, so anyway, I'm sorry. Next week I'll be there.
OK, 马尔说呢，因为他礼拜三的时候，由于他那个日程的安排的错误，导致他礼拜三晚上没有给大家晚上上乘课，所以呢非常抱歉。但是他下周三的时候呢，一定会在的。Thank you, Maharaj.
OK, so Ram Yao, Gu Hui Jie Feng Shan Jie. Let me get it again.
所有的荣耀归于智慧的奉献者。
所有荣耀归于智慧的奉献者。
Good.
所有荣耀归于智慧的奉献者。
Super good.
所有荣耀归于智慧的奉献者。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Take care. See you
again. 谢谢 Maharaj. Yes.
Now, is everything pretty much normal there, Haribo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, in China, we still wear masks if we're going out, to the public. However, people quite get back to the normal life.
Every city or?
Yeah, yeah, almost every city.
Wuhan is still a little bit.
One, I am not so sure, but I do know Beijing is doesn't need to get locked down anymore. People go back to Beijing free, no need to be quarantined for a certain amount of days. No need for that.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Gauranga. Hare 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 Bo.
Hare 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 Bo.外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感恩咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的问题的耐心的解答，感恩萨提玛拉基为我们安排的这个平台，也谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常温暖的、舒适的、安全的周五。 Hare Krishna